time to do that. The world you have created may soon be uncreated by the lot of you if you ignore that world much longer, allowing it to go its way while you go yours, involved only in your own day-to-day experiences and playing little part in seeking to co-create the larger experiences around you. Look at the world around you. Feel your passion. Let it tell you what part of the world around you that you wish to recreate anew. Then use the tools you have been given to begin that recreation. Use the tools of your own society, the tools of religion, education, politics, economics, and spirituality. You can make statements with these tools, statements of who you are. Do not imagine that spirituality and politics do not mix. Politics is spirituality, demonstrated. Do not imagine that economics has nothing to do with spirituality. Your economy reveals your spirituality. Do not think that education and spirituality can or should be separate, for what you teach is who you are. And if that is not spirituality, then what is? And do not imagine that religion and spirituality are not one and the same. Spirituality is that which builds a bridge between the body, the mind, and the soul. And all true religions build bridges, not walls. So be the builder of bridges. Close the gaps that have formed between religions, between cultures, between races, and between nations. Join together what has been put asunder. Honor your home in the universe and be its good steward. Protect your environment and save it. Renew your resources and share them. Give glory to your God by giving glory to each other. See God in everyone and help everyone see God in themselves. End your divisions and your rivalries, your competitions and your battles, your wars and all your killing forever. End it. Put an end to it. All civilized societies finally do. This is my message to you and more. If you truly desire to experience the world of your highest imagining, then you must love unconditionally. Share freely, communicate openly, and create cooperatively. There can be no hidden agendas, no limitations on love, no withholding of anything. You must decide that you truly are all one, that what is good for another is good for you, what is bad for another is bad for you, that what you do for another you do for yourself, and that what you do not do for another, you do not do for yourself.
Is it